from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, quick confession here before the confession. I'm liking Reggie. I'm liking Reggie, Figgy. How about
Thanks.
You?
Thanks. Me too, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I feel a little more comfortable because, remember, my whole thing was I didn't want to offend Reggie by calling him
me
Reggie.
Me too.
So I never called nobody Reginald as much as I did. And I know a lot of Reggies.
And I think I told you guys that, like, hey, man, it doesn't matter.
No, it's good. Yeah, no, you did.
We good. I feel like our boss kind of made it like, hey, it's Reginald. So I ain't know the backstory. I ain't know what you went through in the past. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm try my best to not slip up and say Reggie.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was a Reggie out of Tula that had like a bad Google search or something, or some other guy that.
Like, well, I mean, it might still be a bad Google search. You never know. But yeah, my confession before the confession is I feel awful now.
I love it.
It felt like everybody made such a big deal of it, and that was not the objective. The objective was just be like, yo.
If you weren't listening last Friday, his confession, one of his confessions was, it's not quite hitting the same.
Yeah, I'm not used to hearing so many people call me Reginald.
So
that's all.
So he declared himself Reggie.
Again, if that works for you, you can call me Reginald. It is my name. I like it.
All right, just football confession first that is going to stun me. I can't fathom Cam Akers not being the number two guy. We've talked about it here and there. We talked about it last week. We've mentioned it today a couple of times about, boy, he sure does. We just heard from D'Amico. Boy, he sure does seem to like Damian Pierce. It's a competition. To me, Reggie, I can't fathom any scenario in which Cam Akers is not the backup. All due respect, all love. We love Damian Pierce. We've had him on the show multiple times. I'm just talking as a football fan. I can't imagine it not being Cam Akers.
Yeah. I mean, when you, especially with running back, like, it should not be so difficult that your eyes can't give you a little bit of insight. And it feels like our eyes are saying something that is so clear that is now then being questioned a little bit, like, by the way that it's being handled. Yeah. And I'm doubting, like, there's a level of doubt in myself where I'm like, I'm not football stupid. No, like, I can see this.
To me, it's like so obvious. And yet that's not the messaging we're getting. It's crazy.
Wild. Yeah. Wild to be that. Watch this. These are my confessions. My confession is I am sick behind not being able to actually be out at practice or games during the course of this preseason. Obviously, the transition here to Sports Radio 610 for myself kind of made it so that it was not easy to slide in. But, man, it is in the moment like this. We're breaking down the 53-man where I so desperately wish I could have gotten to see some of these other guys up close and personal, right? Because let me, you know, give an example. The defensive back room, when it comes to the cornerbacks. Safeties, I feel like it's a little bit more clear cut. Yes. I think that one feels a little evident. But cornerbacks, I'm like, okay, you've got your starters. And these other guys, I have very little idea on what's happening.
No,
there.
You're right.
And maybe you guys who have seen a little bit more, like, I'm in the same boat. But I just wish I could have gotten a little bit of an insight, because I don't even have, like, a feel for who I would like to see. And that, because these guys, like, I know who Jeff Okuda is around the league, but how has he fit in here? How has it looked? I don't have a great insight to it. So, like, I feel very, very out of the loop in some ways when it comes to that defensive back room and how these cornerbacks will shake out.
If it's any consolation, we have been out there, and I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what to make of Henderson, Okuda, and all that, because it's just been kind of hit and miss.
Yeah, it's been kind of all to me. I feel like Laster just stole the show,
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Other guys were in his dust.
Yeah,
like I heard a little bit about Okuda, but I haven't heard C.J. Henderson.
Yeah.
Pretty much at all, man.
Yeah, so exactly.
I don't know what to think of him.
Mm-hmm. No idea whatsoever. So
Mike Ford, I'm in on Mike Ford.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think B. Scott in on Mike Ford too.
Yeah. Okay,
they were jumping on him like a trampoline.
Yeah, I do like him.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So we'll get some insight from B. Scott tomorrow when he's in an 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah. So the to me, I feel like the 53-man roster was already set before the last preseason game was played. Man, I think because we always in our mind we like, these guys got something to prove. Who gonna make the team? Who not? I think it's already set, man. Mm-hmm. I think they know the 53 guys they going to have on this team. The other guys, I think they just throwing them out there. Not throwing them out there like that, but just...
They're letting them have some film.
Yeah, get some film. You know, do this right. This is last game with all of us. And, you know, our lives going to change. Some people going to go elsewhere. We're probably not going to be on this team again. But I think the 53-man roster, it don't matter what Mechie did.
Yeah.
I think it's set. However they feel about him, it was already set. I don't think that last game mattered at all.
I'm with you. That's kind of why I interpreted D'Amico's postgame comments the way I did. Like he said, I've seen enough. I'm like, okay, he's made a decision. And he doesn't need to see anything else, you know? That's what I think.
He did get out there earlier today and basically say that they're still making some decisions on some of these places as well.
We'll see. Watch this. These are my confessions. I know I talked about this last week.
Okay.
But I'm just here to tell you, get used to it. That damn TV filter is going to drive me nuts. The fact that they don't have a filter. That
everybody's
washed out on television when the sun's on. Like, I know.
Oh, you're going to do the roof thing? Are we going to have roof?
Dude, we're going to have roof talk every week until it's fixed. It's amazing. Like, it's a complete washout.
Yeah.
It's a complete washout.
It's not, I don't even think it's a filter thing. You can't have that level of disparity in lighting.
Yes.
And it's not going to work. You can't filter for just that one strip. Like, it almost would look better if they opened up the roof, but then everybody would be sweltering.
Everybody would be hot.
I actually felt bad for the people that was sitting there in the sun, like where the roof was open.
Just looking like an ant underneath the microscope.
Yeah.
Or so, micro.
Yeah.
What's the
microscope?
Magnifying glass.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how it looked, man. I talked to somebody who actually got seats over
there. They were feeling it?
Yeah, they said it's not comfortable. And they season ticket holders. So I would be like, nah, y'all got to come up off of some money or give me some sideline passes or something, man, for me sitting in the sun in a preseason.
It's going to get old, but I just hate it. I just am amazed by it. And at least the first game is going to be a night game.
Because it really washes out. You really can't see what's happening there.
Yeah,
the good thing is the first home game is a night game.
Yeah, that's what I said. At least Sunday night football first time. So
but it's going to suck if it rains, man.
Ooh, that's another good point. Just have one spot where it's
wet ball.
Yeah, it's going to couple rows with ponchos on. It's going to look bad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get stuck. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Non-football related, and it's definitely non-football related because I was not at a football game that I probably should have been at because there was a wedding. There was a wedding I had to attend.
Yeah.
Back up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and what that alerted to me is Houston Fine is different. It's just, look, being down here for a week, just being around, existing, seeing the fine folks of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then being back up in the DFW area, I was like, oh, yeah. It's
a different world.
The vistas are just different.
It's a different world.
I love you, Houston. I love the people of Houston.
Yes.
Very excited.
I am going to live vicariously. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm a huge, huge fan of Battle of the Bands.
Okay.
Good weekend for you.
Yeah, I wish I could have went yesterday. Yeah. I didn't even know it was going on until I saw it happening live on social media.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of these bands just playing the current music or old school music. It just sounds so good. I forgot what band or what school it was, but they was playing SWV Week. They was playing Rain. I'm like, oh, that sounds so fire. And then they was playing Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they play Euphoria. Oh,
that's going to be everywhere.
Yeah. I'm just like, man, I'm a big fan of that.
Those drum lines, man.
Yeah, I wish I know they do it mainly at the HBCU colleges, but. Yeah. I wish they could kind of do that more, just regular games, just kind of battle it out more.
There's a couple of bands that really get to that place. I know Ohio State's band.
Yeah, there's some that do.
Obviously, LSU's band will get into it, especially when they get net going. Yeah, there's a few bands that'll get into
it. We need some more colleges to do that.
I'm a big fan. Big fan.
I'm a big fan. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I've got mixed feelings about Ted Lasso. Returning for a fourth season. That was big news yesterday. Maybe it was Saturday. Ted Lasso, they already have signed four of the main characters. They're going to reboot it.
It's including Sudeikis. I was surprised. I thought Sudeikis. He would be the one that did not.
Yeah.
It'd be weird, the titular character, but it seemed like he was probably wanting to move
on. So you're a Ted Lasso guy too. Figgy, I know you've watched it.
I only seen the first season.
But either way, most people are really, really excited. And part of me is really excited to see Ted Lasso again because it's such a great show. But I'm kind of I thought it was a good way to walk away. There were some, you mentioned a good point. They kind of rushed to the end on some of these storylines, but it was like, okay, he goes back, see how it plays out. Let your imagination, you wander in terms of how you think it ended up. But now they're coming back. I'm like, man, I hope they don't screw this up. It's happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's arguments to be made that the series has already kind of trended away from some of the things that made it really great. So a fourth season could serve to either remedy that or continue that trend into a place where it kind of sours, as you said.
Yeah, exactly.
A thing that has been largely good and really well appreciated. I'm kind of with you there, but I'll watch.
And of course, I'm going to watch.
Is it a money grab?
Of course. Absolutely.
I wish more TV shows and directors and stuff like that, creators, just learn to just walk away.
Yeah, that's kind of my point. Yeah, that's kind of where
I'm going with it. Have three great seasons and just walk away.
Let people imagine how it all played out.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, a lot of shows don't do that, especially these popular shows like that. They just try to stretch it out until it get bad.
Money, baby. Watch this.
These are my confessions. One of my confessions is I'm going to need to solicit some. I'm going to need to solicit some recommendations
because
I'm out here looking rough. I didn't realize it until I tried to dress up for a wedding and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is.
You talking about your hair?
Hair is a little rough. Beard is rough. And then I was like, okay, I need to do that. But then I need to get my life together just in general. I'm going to need to find. I need to find the places to go eat. I need to experience Houston because multiple people ask me like, oh, how's Houston treating you? And I'm like, it really isn't yet, right? Like, yeah. I've been here at Sports Radio 610. I've been at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to get out amongst and into the community.
Yeah.
And so, I need to get my life together. So
I have a hunch that saying it on the air is going to get you taken care of.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, be specific. Give us two or three things.
Okay, well, I definitely need to get out, nowhere to eat. I need to get some eating done. I probably need to go, find a place to hang out, a couple of places to go hang out again, because... The place that I used to hang out when
you're
I was
about,
little.
Like, to watch games and
so
stuff?
What kind of hangout?
I need to find different hangouts. Probably find a cigar lounge. That'd be a good thing to do.
We can help you with that.
Okay. But then, yeah. Probably.
Are you a cigar guy?
A little bit. I dabble.
That's me. I smoke like one a week. one every 2 weeks.
Yes. That'd be cool. Yeah. But, you know, just find different things to kind of get out and try. Just be outside of the house, because I be in the house a lot, so I'm trying to venture out.
But yes, go outside.
And then in order to be outside, I got to look like I'm outside. And right now, the hair is not there. So the confession is, my life is.
It took me some years to find a barber, man. It took me a long time, man. And then I used to get my hair cut for cheap back when I was up in Cleveland. Yeah. So when I got down here, man, they sold about $50 for a cut.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh man, I had a guy, I told this story before, he was charging $30, and long story short, he got up to about 60 on me, and I was just like, man, I can't do it, man. Like, you a beast, but I can't do $60 and you cut three parts of my hair.
Yeah, for just a little haircut.
And long story short, this guy's up to like $100 a cut.
Oof.
Now,
oof. Well, he must be good.
All right.
Yeah, well, not that good for me.
Not that good.
I might need to be rough out here.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, very good. Those are some Lunchtime Confessions here in Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's revisit the weekend that was for the Astros in Baltimore, including more injury concerns and another update, I guess, on Kyle Tucker. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.